From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama says the newest Medal of Honor winner represents gallantry on the battlefield and resilience here at home. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president presented the nation's highest military honor this morning to retired Army Captain Florent Groberg.
Captain Groberg was serving on a security detail in Afghanistan in the summer of 2012 when he spotted a suicide bomber. Groberg, who'd run track at the University of Maryland, sprinted towards the man and pushed him away just as the attacker's explosive vest detonated. Four men were killed that day, but President Obama says Groberg's quick action helped save the lives of nearly two dozen others.
On his very worst day, he managed to summon his very best. That's the nature of courage.
Groberg was badly wounded and spent nearly 3 years recovering at Walter Reed. Obama says the retired captain continues to serve his country in a civilian post at the Department of Defense. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
In northern Iraq, Kurdish forces are pressing forward with an offensive against ISIS. NPR's Alice Fordham reports they are being slowed down by landmines.
The advance began with 20 airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition, followed by a push by several different armed Kurdish groups to take the highway west of the city of Mosul and the town of Sinjar. Commanders say part of the road is taken, but progress into Sinjar itself is slow. ISIS seized the area 15 months ago, killing and kidnapping thousands of the Yazidi minority. Eyewitnesses report exiled Yazidis heading back to the area, preparing to fight and celebrate. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
In a statement being circulated online, the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a rush hour double suicide bombing attack on a busy street in southern Beirut. At least 37 people were killed, at least 180 were hurt. Two men accused of trying to buy weapons for use in a white supremacist plot were in court in Virginia today for a preliminary hearing. Details from Mallory Nopane of member station WVTF.
Authorities say the FBI foiled a plan that began with robbing a jewelry store and ended with shooting or bombing black churches and Jewish synagogues. Robert Doyle and Ronald Cheney III came on the FBI's radar after an informant tipped them off that the two were part of a group that might be planning violence. The FBI posed agents as arms dealers, and Doyle and Cheney allegedly tried to buy explosives, an automatic weapon, and a pistol with a silencer. The two were charged with gun conspiracy. The judge denied bond, saying they posed a threat to the community if released. Mallory Nopane, NPR News, in Richmond.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow off 221. This is NPR. The 200,000-member American Postal Workers Union has endorsed the candidacy of Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders. The union said the senator from Vermont had long been a champion of keeping postal facilities open, especially in rural areas. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of babies being born with syphilis is going up. The CDC says that reverses a decades-long trend toward fewer cases of the congenital syphilis. NPR's Angus Chen reports infants affected by the disease are at special risk.
Syphilis is a relatively uncommon sexually transmitted infection in the U.S., but when a pregnant mother passes the infection on to a fetus, it's especially damaging. Between 2012 and 2014, the number of infants born with syphilis has gone up 38%. Last year alone, 33 infants died from the disease. Virginia Bowen is with the CDC.
We are seeing syphilis going up everywhere, and we don't have good answers for why.
Bowen says early treatment can lead to the delivery of a healthy baby if the infection is caught early enough. Angus Chen, NPR News.
The University of Missouri board is naming senior black administrator Michael Middleton the system's interim president. Middleton is deputy chancellor emeritus of Missouri University. The university system's president and chancellor of the Columbia campus resigned amid student protests about the school's handling of complaints about racism. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.